This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It is Free Talk Live, and we are kicking off the second hour of the program here. We've been talking about the New York governor. No, not Cuomo. He's gone now. The other terrible human being that is running one of the largest criminal enterprises on the face of the United States, the New York gang. Her name is Kathy Hochul.
And I don't know what nationality that name comes from, but it sounds like one of those names that's going to result in someone being a bad person. Like, we have Elizabeth Dragon here in Keene.
Yeah, that's right.
And Hochul just sounds like not going to be a pleasant person.
Yeah, she is going to mandate, apparently, that the National Guard members check in for hospital work. Because hospitals are going to be having to fire roughly 20% of their staffs, given that they haven't gotten the vaccine, and New York State is mandating that they must if they want to continue working. That deadline was yesterday. We're going to continue on this story here, but go to your calls and thoughts first. It's Ian Arya and Conan in the studio tonight. Let's go to Sam. He's in Ohio, an online podcast listener. Go ahead, Sam.
Yeah, I just remember hearing you, Ian, talking about yesterday the debt ceiling and your thoughts on that. And I just wanted to hear what you would have to say to the fact of, like, how likely do you think they are to not raising it? I remember you debating that.
Yeah, well, we did talk extensively about this on last night's show. So if people really want to hear a lot of in-depth discussion about the debt ceiling and, the monetary crisis happening here in the United States, check out last night's show. You can go to freetalklive.com. Actually, our downloads are, download buttons are kind of broken, so you should go to our SoundCloud to get it directly. There's a story on the front page that kind of gives you instructions on how to work around it. But, as far as my thoughts on whether or not they're going to raise it, yeah, of course they're going to raise it.
They do every time.
Every time they're going to raise it. But it was interesting. I did see a chart today showing the debt ceiling and the debt. And so it shows, like, the debt ceiling is just a constant series of steps, right? Like, it does – they always increase it. Now, whether they're going to raise it or get rid of it entirely, I think, is a more interesting
They're going to
question.
Get rid of it entirely because that's the point the American empire is at.
Yeah,
it's
but
going to collapse.
Yeah, but that would the problem is we have two tribes that are at war with each other.
That's right.
They're on the same team. Most people don't realize that, but they're playing a fight.
Correct.
Now the conservatives.
It's like professional wrestling.
The Republicans are supposed to.
Except not as much fun.
They're supposed
you.
To support this idea that we shouldn't go over a certain amount. And they argue that we, it's going to be dangerous if we go into more debt than we already in. And their constituents.
On that note.
Well, they always talk the talk, but eventually they cave and they raise the debt ceiling. Mm-hmm. My thinking is they are going to, I don't know, maybe push this down, kick this can down the road a little bit and let the American people suffer. Let's close some parks. Let's close some monuments. Let's show the American people how badly the Democrats have screwed up. And then 2022 comes around, and in a landslide, Republicans get the votes that they need to take everything, with the exception of the presidency.
Yeah, but if the Republicans don't vote for the thing, then they will also get the blame for "quote unquote" making this happen.
I don't think so. I think most Americans, even Democrats, realize who's calling the shots right
think
now.
So?
Oh, yeah, look at Biden.
They'll
all point
fingers at each other, though.
Yeah. I don't remember who was at fault last time.
I don't either. I mean, because, like I said, two sides of the same coin. They're both on the same team, but most people don't realize. But look at these sports arenas across the country, and the new chant they have. I don't know if you've seen
F
these.
Biden.
F Biden.
Mm-hmm.
I have not seen that.
Trust me, the country is blaming one person right now.
Hmm.
And I don't know if it's
which
because
is typical. And
your
also
average
incorrect.
conservative NFL fan. Maybe blaming Biden.
His own.
But they were also upset about Colin Kaepernick.
His own supporters are blaming him.
I don't know.
They're like, he's not doing enough. He's not locking us down enough. Harder, Daddy. Harder, harder.
I can't imagine that there are a whole lot of diehard Biden supporters who are going to NFL games at this time.
No, I'm talking about the academics, the professionals, the doctors who are talking about how he hasn't locked us down hard enough. Hollywood is a big one. They want him to lock us down harder, and they're saying he hasn't done enough.
Well, what do you think, Sam?
My thinking being that if I had to guess, they're just going to suspend the debt ceiling like Aria was saying, but I think
they're going to eliminate it.
I don't think the Republicans are going to let it happen. Because their supporters want them to want the Republicans. The Republicans want us to have a debt ceiling to keep us from going overboard.
Which we do every year. It's just the illusion.
They just want the illusion. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
And people buy it.
Yep.
Thank you, Sam, for the call tonight. I appreciate it, man. The number here is 603-283-6160. There is a story over at Vox.com, obviously a left-leaning opinion site, that talks about what they consider to be an obvious solution proposed by Georgetown law professor and congressional procedure expert David Super, would be for Democrats to use the budget reconciliation process to eliminate the debt ceiling with a majority vote in the Senate, which they technically have, don't they? Right? Because isn't it like 50-49?
I'm not sure how they're stacked this
49-49, and then, of course, the vice president is the tiebreaker vote in that case, and she's a Democrat. The path faces myriad procedural obstacles, though, and unless Congress moves decisively toward pursuing it, the Biden administration needs to think about backup options. So it'll be interesting to see how this plays out. Then they bring up minting super high-value coins, like a $1 trillion coin.
Yep.
Oh, they're bringing that back out.
Yeah. Now, Biden's administration, according to a story we read last night, has already rejected that idea. So, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how this all pans out in the next few weeks. I do tend to agree with you, Aria, that at the last minute, they're going to do something. They will, you know, they may have a quote-unquote government shutdown, but within a number of, you know, a few weeks, they'll come out of it, and they'll be back. I just wish they would shut down forever. Wouldn't that be wonderful?
Yes, it would.
They're going to argue that they have to raise... I wish they would actually shut down.
Yeah, for real. All in.
They're going to argue that they have to raise the debt ceiling, or they have to eliminate it in order to pay for all of this COVID-19 spending and all mm-hmm. of that. And it's just going to be an increase of the problem we've seen for the last 100 years, just more inflation, and now there's no limit to it.
Well, I don't think it's going to happen. But I actually wish that it would.
It's the first step of the actual
collapse.
Starting the collapse. Yes. The American Empire.
Bring it on.
Conan the Collapsitarian. I totally agree with this. I'm ready for it.
Yeah.
I've been preparing for it for 4 years.
See, I don't see a societal collapse coming. But I do see a collapse of the American Empire coming. I think in New Hampshire, you know, there's enough
I think we'll weather it here.
Yeah, there's enough infrastructure. There's enough farmers.
There's enough freedom, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
I do believe we'll balkanize. I believe the country will break up.
Yes, I don't think it'll have a choice.
It's going to have to.
By the way,
the states are going to. The money's not going to be there. This is the only thing that's keeping the country together. States are getting money from the feds.
Yeah.
Once that's no longer an option, it's like we don't have to listen to you. You're not giving us any money because your money's no good to us.
Speaking on that, Conan, I actually had a story tonight, and I don't know if we'll get to it, but it's New Hampshire Public Radio writing a story about. Headline, established New Hampshire libertarian activists drive coronavirus protests. Isn't that interesting? We're being called established now, the libertarians here in New Hampshire. When has that ever happened? First of all, the media never reports on libertarians outside of New Hampshire, very rarely. It almost never happens. But to call us established libertarians, like, that's like, ooh, we're the establishment.
Well, at least it's not the Free State establishment.
But here's the thing.
I know that's who it is, right?
Who's behind these things. Yeah. So, but what they bring up in one part of this article is the New Hampshire legislature apparently rejected, I believe it was $27 million in federal funding.
Good.
Recently, yeah. Here
good.
It is. Just days after a large September anti-vax protest at the State House, which of course a really pro-choice protest, but that's how the New Hampshire Public Radio is going to call it, where the protesters heckled Republican lawmakers, a legislative committee turned down $27 million in federal money meant to boost the state's vaccination efforts. The Republican
Ooh.
Chairperson of that committee, Representative Kenneth Whaler, who I'd have never heard of before.
Wait, hold on. Just say
27 million
to boost the
vaccination?
To advertise.
To advertise.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or whatever. He said, this is the chairman of the committee that turned it down, said he simply didn't believe what state health officials were saying about COVID infections and cited disinformation about the efficacy of vaccines, saying, quote, there's no one in government you can trust, unquote. This is the head of a committee.
Good.
In New Hampshire. You gotta love being in.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than Sunny-Bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the U.S. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Yeah! This is Free Talk Live. Open phones here if you want to join us. The number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. They may be moving in National Guard members to hospitals in New York State. And we can talk about that or what's going on with you. If you want to take control of the airwaves, you can hear whatever's on your mind goes with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
Aria.
And Conan.
We just had a caller asking about the debt ceiling situation, which is coming to a, you know, it's coming to a head here pretty fast. They say the U.S. government Treasury may run out of money coming up as soon as October 18th. So we're talking about 3 weeks from now. And what they were saying recently was they don't even really know for sure. That's just their best guess now.
Because they don't know how much money they're spending,
correct? They have no idea how much money they're spending because due to COVID.
That's all the more reason not to raise the debt ceiling for any responsible person. If you can't figure out what your household budget is, don't raise your credit card limit.
Correct. This is exactly the military. I mean, they don't even know. They haven't known how much they've spent in forever. When are we going to get the military audits? That's what I want to know. Because that's where
most of the money's going.
Yeah, there's billions and billions, hundreds of billions just going away.
Didn't the Pentagon lose like $6 trillion
something
recently?
Like trillions of dollars, yeah. Over some period of 20 years or something like that.
How do you lose a count of $6 trillion?
So the story here over at Vox about the debt ceiling has a couple of suggestions. They say the Biden administration could do things without asking Congress, apparently, they say.
In theory, I guess he could just declare a national emergency and increase it that way, right? Or abolish it.
Well, I don't know. Here are the four things they suggest. Minting super high-value coins to fund the government.
How is that? That's not going to get you around the debt ceiling, though, because you have to borrow that amount from the Federal Reserve Bank.
No.
This is the pay the bank back.
No, yeah. See, if you mint a coin...
And guess who doesn't want
that? So this is just minting a coin and writing the word trillion on it and giving it to the Fed? Dude, I love everything about it. Use their own game against them.
So 28 of those coins. Give them
29.
Walk him in there and hand it. Put him on Yellen's desk.
Yeah. We're all right now.
We're good to go.
Yeah, because
dude,
I love
that. I'm in favor of this idea now.
Well, because remember, the Treasury or whatever isn't the same thing as the Federal Reserve, so the mint is not under the control of the Federal Reserve. Mm-hmm. So if they want to mint a coin, that's Constitution.
Yeah, well, that's actually the way that it should be.
Yeah.
And they can put whatever number on it they want.
Some other entity out there floating about who are not under the government's control at all and are not federal, even though they call themselves the Federal Reserve. And they're also not a reserve, by the way.
And I'm also with you on this, Aria. We didn't really get into this one because it was mentioned in the story last night, but we didn't really dig deep into it because they already claim they're not going to do this. Because the Federal Reserve would not be happy.
They would not be happy at all.
And it would absolutely...
That's all the more reason to do it, though.
Right. But the problem, of course, from their perspective is, you know, they don't want to piss off the Federal Reserve, number one, because they're their buddies, their banking buddies. And number two, it would cause some serious economic consequences for, you know, various different investors and things like that and people who are counting on these treasury bonds to, you know, be able to get paid back and still hold some value or whatever. So,
counterpoint, though. It would be really funny.
It would be amazing. It would be amazing because technically it would eliminate the national debt in one fell swoop. But then what would the government have to hold over our heads, right? Like they love having the national debt. Oh, every person on the United States owes, every taxpayer owes over $200,000 for the national debt, which is currently, by the way, the numbers.
When I looked into it a few years ago, it was $66,666 per American.
Yep.
But that wasn't per
taxpayer. Right.
Yeah. But still, $66,000 per American.
Three other options they suggest here. They could invoke the 14th Amendment to nullify the debt ceiling. And they don't explain exactly what that would mean. Issue more debt as the, quote, least illegal, unquote, option available to the Treasury.
Can we say that one more time?
Issuing more debt as the, quote, least illegal option available to the Treasury.
So is this person making the argument that all of these things would be illegal for the government to do?
No, minting the coins would not be illegal.
Yeah,
but it's more illegal than this option.
Is that an act of Congress? Or are they actually suggesting that Biden just do all four of these things?
Yeah, they're suggesting that Biden could just do this.
Well, he's kind of doing it anyways, and all the governors out there as well. Executive mandate at one after the other.
And the final one here is creating a new class of bond to fund the government while it cannot issue new treasury bonds. They say each of these actions would effectively make the debt ceiling law a dead letter. Congress, or a minority thereof, would no longer be able to threaten default as a means of extracting concessions from the president, and the single biggest source of interbranch conflict in the federal government would cease to exist. Short term.
No, that's not. We want more conflict between the branches of government. That's the point.
The short-term political implications could be tough for the Biden administration to bear, but if the choice is between default and a presidential power grab, a power grab is the only defensible course of action, according to Vox.com. A responsible leader, they say, does not plunge his people into a wholly preventable financial crisis. If backed against a wall, Biden mustn't flinch. He must kill the debt ceiling once and for all.
By grabbing more power.
Yes, and that's what people on the left are advocating for here in this situation.
I told you, they say Biden's not doing enough.
Yeah,
they want a stronger tyrant.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so you can comment on that if you want to. Again, the number here is 603-283-6160.
With the exception of basically just walking away from the federal government, which we're all in favor of,
yeah,
and just doing our own thing over here in New Hampshire and dealing with our own tyrant kings and rulers.
Sununu, yeah.
But at least we know where he lives.
Sure. I think if we seceded, though, Sununu would straighten up pretty quickly. Okay, we don't want to lose Cheshire County, or we don't want to lose Sullivan County. Let's back off a little bit.
He's the federal government's bitch. He's going to go down with the ship if he has to defend the federal government. But I agree with you. His power will be lessened if he doesn't have the feds back.
Yeah, yeah. So say we were trying to actually save the government.
Of New Hampshire or the federal government?
The federal government.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
What would be our strategy for getting out of this money problem? Or is there even a...
Tell them to start doing something to earn cryptocurrency or some other useful, actual...
Is there even a solution?
No, there's no solution. It's too far gone. There's no turning this thing around. There's no end beyond total disaster for the federal government.
Mm.
How else? I mean, the laws of economics cannot be avoided forever, and they're going to come calling at some point. You know, they keep on pushing it down the road.
But eventually you can't do that anymore.
No, eventually it's... Time's up.
Well, if they keep killing old people, that might solve some of the problem.
So let's get back to the New York State situation, because as you predicted, Conan, it's likely going to be a bunch of governors around the country that are going to start mandating National Guard
all national disasters
and turn themselves in for duty at their local hospitals. According to the story here at the AP and military.com, the governor in New York, Ms. Kathy Hochul, says she's monitoring the staffing situation closely, and we have a plan to increase our healthcare workforce and help alleviate the burdens on our hospitals and other healthcare facilities. And if it goes as well as every other government plan does, well, then it's going to be a total disaster.
Absolutely.
Just look at the VA.
Exactly. We can continue here. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. And we'll get into the audio that I have of this woman speaking at some kind of a church conference. I'll figure out which church it was, but she got up on the podium and literally said that the vaccine comes from God.
I can actually kind of see her point.
We'll play this audio for you coming up here in moments. You can join us as well.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. It's a big week for the Biden administration as Democrats try wrangling key pieces of President Biden's agenda through Congress in face of steep Republican opposition. The latest blow to the White House came on Monday when Senate Republicans blocked a bill that would have funded the government and averted a default in U.S. debts. Senate Minority Leader Kentucky Republican Mitch McConnell on Tuesday criticizes his Democratic colleagues.
If Democrats want to use fast track, party line procedures to ram through trillions more in inflationary socialism, they'll have to use the same tools to handle the debt limit.
Richard Stafford, an attorney for Gabby Petito's family, is asking her missing fiancé to turn himself in. Stafford added Brian Laundrie's family didn't help them find Petito, and they won't help find him. USA Radio News. Home prices keep soaring. The latest S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller National Home Price Index shows a nearly 20% jump over July of last year. It's the fourth straight month the index has set a new high. Phoenix leading the list of 20 cities with a 32% jump in home prices. San Diego and Seattle rounding out the top three. All 20 cities measured by the index posted home price increases in July. The chaotic U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan was the subject of a Senate hearing on Tuesday. Florida Republican Senator Rick Scott grilling Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin over the botched evacuation.
I mean, when in the history of this country have we ever had the U.S. military say and have a plan that we will take our military out first before we take our civilians? I can't imagine that.
When you say civilians, are you talking
American
about
citizens.
The American citizens?
Yeah.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. The phones here are open if you want to join us. Number 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. And you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Coming up, the video, it's just a clip from Kathy Hochul, the New York governor, the woman who's going to bring National Guards members into the hospitals in New York State because, well, they're firing all the people who are brave enough to actually stand up for themselves and say, yeah, we're medical professionals who don't agree with the vaccine. We're not interested in putting that in our body and being part of this gigantic experiment. They are going to be gone, like, immediately. The deadline apparently was yesterday, so those people probably received their pink slips today. And so they may be bringing in the National Guard troops as soon as, you know, the next few days.
This is definitely what you want in a pandemic when your hospitals are already short-staffed, is to make the staffs even shorter.
Oh, yeah. And
almost makes you think they're doing it on purpose.
Yeah, because now they can claim the hospitals are overwhelmed.
We're talking about the government. The first thing they do during these debt ceiling arguments is the first thing they do is they close the parks down, they close the monuments, they close off all the neat things to make you really feel it. They don't fire government employees.
No, they're not going to shut the courts down.
But, I mean, in this case, they're doing the same thing. They are really sticking it where it hurts, which is the health industry. And if they really want to make COVID look bad in the fall, they're making it look bad because it's not going to be.
The timing is important.
These nurses, these health professionals aren't going to be there. They're not going to be available when we really need them.
They've got this planned out.
Oh yeah, it's going to hurt.
Just look at what's happening in Australia. That's what they've got planned for us. I mean, I'm almost, you know, it's hard to make predictions for sure, but they seem to be following the same playbook. Let's go to your phone calls, though. We also talked about the debt ceiling a little bit, and that's apparently what callers want to talk about tonight. David is in San Francisco. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks. Do the libertarians have a position on slumlords?
People shouldn't be crappy towards other human beings, so I'm generally against the idea of a slumlord.
Yeah, don't do business with slumlords.
Good. Well, so the GOP right now are refusing to not only put in bids for their congressional districts, so they don't want to improve their own congressional districts, and what makes it worse, the financing for repairing America's property is being held up. They want to basically shut down government.
When you say, hold on, slow down for a second here. When you say the financing for repairing America's property, what does that mean? That sounds like political speak.
And where is this finance coming from? Is it like the 20-something million that our guys just forbid?
But specifically, what property are we talking about here?
Well, the infrastructure bill is what we, the people, own in America.
Oh, no, it's what the government owns in America.
The sewer systems of America, the fresh water systems of America, the highway bridges, the locks and
dams. You mean like Flint, Michigan's water system?
Well, that was sabotaged.
Yeah, and where's the money coming from, I asked?
Hold on, before we move on to that. David,
the people own it, right?
You don't really believe that you own the road, do you? Do you really genuinely believe that?
Yeah, I do. And you do, too, whether you will believe it or not.
Okay, so go spray paint your name in the road. If it's yours, you can do what you want to it, right? Mm.
I treat my property with respect, and I expect my tax dollars to go toward fixing it.
Some people like to tag things, and I know some really good taggers out there that do beautiful work.
Okay, so
I would love some of our walls to be tagged up, but that's illegal.
Here's a better suggestion, though. Sometimes the roads are in crappy shape, and there have been people who've actually gone and tried to fix the roads on their own volition. Like, they're tired of waiting for the San Francisco City Council or
pothole Robin Hoods.
Yeah, they go out, fill a pothole, or paint some crosswalks. The crosswalk had faded away after being run over for years, and they get arrested for it.
There's a guy who draws, he spray paints penises on the holes to get the guys out there to fix the problem.
Yeah, yeah. What do you think about that, David? Should they be arresting those people?
I asked the question in the beginning whether the libertarians have a position on slumlords, and you've given me a lot of fun game answers about how fun it is to be a slumlord.
No. I say don't do business with slumlords. Do not support slumlords.
The federal government.
If you don't rent with that person, he will not have money. He will go out of business.
But the difference between a slumlord and the government is the government puts a gun to your face if you don't give them money. But yet they act just like a slumlord. They take crappy care of the bridges and the roads, and they, you know, I mean, look around you. These things are
in
terrible condition.
Some people live in towns where nobody takes part in their government. I started showing up at city council meetings when I was 12.
Dave, no, I'm sorry, dude. It doesn't work. It does not work. I spent six years of my life following the city of Keene, trying to make things happen in the city. Absolutely got nowhere. I wasted 6 years of my life. I'm not going back. I'm not doing it again. I'm doing my own thing. I'm gardening. I'm getting off the grid. I'm taking care of myself. I'm going back to my individual roots because it is an absolute waste of time.
David doesn't have the same values that you do. For David, it's been a success. He lives in San Francisco.
Yeah,
he's got a huge government there.
And he agrees with a lot of what his government's doing, except for the infrastructure problem he has a problem with tonight.
Well, the infrastructure problem is not being financed by the Republicans. And
where's the money coming from? I'll ask you a third time.
Where's the money coming from? Why don't you grow up? We the people own America.
But where is the money coming from? That's why they're against it, because it is just printing it. You can't just print infrastructure money out of nowhere.
Do I have to go to an education of how Alexander Hamilton was the first treasurer, the U.S. Treasury?
Yeah, he was a horrible guy. Glad he got shot.
He started borrowing money from England. We just whooped England, and then he starts borrowing money from England.
Okay.
Now, if you want to get into a discussion of where does the money come from, do we want to compare ourselves against a king, or do we want to create our own value?
But taxation doesn't create value.
But wait, can you answer the question? Where does the money come from?
Well, you just ran an ad for some new kind of Bitcoin, some new kind of fly-by-night money, right? Now, does America have the right to create its own value, or are we going to have to live up to all sorts of new fly-by-night kinds
of
money?
Do you believe that printing money creates value?
I didn't say that.
I'm asking you.
The government doesn't create any kind of value. It just takes.
Is education a value?
In this country? Absolutely not. It's a horrible daycare system.
Hold on, David. I see your point. Sure. As an entity, the United States of America, whether it exists or not, has a right to create its own form of money, just like I do, just like Satoshi Nakamoto did, mm-hmm. just like the guy at Goldbeck said. Sure. But they don't have the right to derive the value of their money by putting a gun to my head.
Well, don't allow anybody to put a gun to your head.
I'm in full agreement. Abolish the federal government.
For some reason in your mind, you've become so paranoid that you don't trust your own government.
David,
I don't want to be.
Let me tell you a little story.
Pick up a history book.
Hold on. Let me tell you a little story about 6 months ago when that very government raided my house and threatened to shoot me.
Yeah, they literally pointed guns at you.
What were you doing wrong?
I was sleeping. I was sleeping at 6 a.m. That's what I was doing.
And what was your arrest warrant for?
That's irrelevant, David. There's been no trial.
Now you're just going to come up with government.
So you believe in innocence? You believe guilty before without being proven innocent?
You did something right. Yeah, he's your typical American believer in the state, believer in the government. As long as the government accuses somebody, right, David, then they must be guilty. They must have done something wrong. Because if you didn't do anything wrong, they never would have shown up at your house.
Exactly.
Because the government's trustworthy in David's world. In David's world, it doesn't matter what the government says or does. They must be right.
What about the Hispanic in South Haven, Mississippi? When the cops showed up at the wrong house and shot him in the back of his head because they were executing a warrant on a completely different property. What did that guy do?
He's not even listening.
He's just sitting there going blah, blah, blah.
He's going blah, 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 like a little child. Like he puts his little fingers in his ears. I can't hear you.
I mean, he was literally doing that.
That's literally what he's doing, and he's like 70 years old.
That's a shame, David.
An embarrassment. Thanks for the call.
I'm sure that Hispanic guy the South Haven Police Department killed, I'm sure he was doing something wrong too. Right, David?
There's so many stories of police killing innocent people. It's crazy. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. That's why we got to leave the United States. We cannot...
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment... That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. The number is 603-283-6160. Here in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
Aria.
And Conan.
Come on, Conan. You mentioned there's some interesting numbers about a third of, hospital people, like hospital...
I think it just really... I found an article that just really...
a third of people hospitalized, right, are unvaccinated?
COVID-19 in Wales. One third of positive cases are unvaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
What's up with that headline?
So not even hospitalized, just cases.
Just cases.
Okay.
They do have some of the numbers as far as hospitalizations and deaths,
mm-hmm.
but that headline says it all. Yeah. It says it all. Let me read that again, real slowly. COVID-19 in Wales. One third of positive cases are unvaccinated.
It reminds me of something that went around a few years ago when some media outlet ran a story that was something like 75% of all rape victims are female, so we need more protection for women or something like that. Mm-hmm. And the number one response from people was like, God, I can't remember. That's a bad example. Forget I said anything and let's move on.
Well, the unspoken statement there is that two-thirds
are vaccinated.
Right.
That's
the media loves doing that.
Very telling, but it doesn't fit their narrative.
Right.
The narrative that they've been spewing for almost 2 years now. They have a message. Their advertisers, Big Pharma, who mainstream media works for, by the way, if people out there didn't realize that, their support doesn't want. They want a certain message to be given to us.
And let's think about the reality. Of that, roughly two-thirds of the population in general is vaccinated in the first place, and a third is not.
Well, in this country, it's 50-50.
Not quite.
In which country? The United States.
It's like 54% are fully vaccinated.
60% at this point.
They have at least one shot.
Mm.
But as far as fully vaccinated, and by the way, wait till the booster comes out, because that's going to screw everything up.
But see, their category here is vaccinated and not vaccinated, not vaccinated, and not fully vaccinated and not fully vaccinated. Mm-hmm. So they're probably including people with only one shot in this number, and that's roughly two-thirds of the population. So it almost sounds like the vaccination wouldn't be doing anything of any benefit to anyone to keep them from getting hospitalized because...
two-thirds of the people hospitalized are vaccinated.
Actually, I do have vaccine status in COVID-19 Wales, number of testing positive in week 19.
Okay.
All right.
Are we in week 19?
I think this was last week. Unvaccinated, about one-third. First dose, how does this
week
color
19.
Scheme work? First dose.
Yeah, that
is
would have to be in like late April, right?
Yeah, that was a long time ago because vaccines have been available since what, January, something like that?
Yeah.
26 weeks is half a year, so that's less than 6 months.
Second dose is damn near 40%, almost 50%. And they have an unknown number as well.
So what was first dose?
First dose is about 6,000. They don't actually split it up into percentages. So
we can assume a significant portion of those went on a few weeks later to get their second dose.
So you're right. So more than two thirds of these cases are either first dose and or second dose. So fully vaccinated.
And you do bring up an excellent question. With the booster, so-called booster shot, what is that going to do to the number of quote-unquote people fully vaccinated?
Especially when you have folks like Bill Maher coming out saying he's not getting any more.
Right.
He's done.
There are some people
really?
Like that, yeah. There are some
people. Well, at least he finally grew a spine.
Yeah, there's some people that have said, hey, you know, you told me that everything was going back to normal.
Yep, no masks.
That's why I took the shots.
I get to go back to concerts and whatnot, so I've done it. His actual quote, I took one for the team.
Okay.
I did what you told me to. I took one for the team. I'm not taking any more of these.
Good for him.
And, of course, Biden just got the booster. I don't know if you heard about that. They made a big show of that.
Placebo?
Well, whatever it was. We had no idea.
Saline water?
The number, according to Google News, of people in the United States that are quote-unquote fully vaccinated is 55.8%.
So it went up one.
Yeah.
But it's half and half. So the second, if you've only taken one shot, it doesn't matter. You still can't get into that concert.
How are they even getting that number, though? Because there's no official record of whether I'm vaccinated or not. How do they know?
Good question.
There's no national database.
They have a list of how many shots they've administered, and they have a population number.
If you get a shot.
Yeah, but then the state of New Hampshire doesn't even have a database.
I don't believe it.
Well, they claim they don't.
So if my theory is correct, they just have they know how many shots they've administered.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of those are boosters. People mixing and matching like Mark did.
And that's where I was going. You have people who are getting more. Before they even said get boosters, you have people who are getting boosters.
Yeah, because they wanted to feel safer.
So does that number count as far as that 55% is concerned?
I don't know how it could possibly not count. They have not been keeping track of this.
So in that case, that 55% is skewed in the wrong direction. It might be even less than half of the population are fully vaccinated from this nonsense.
It's a fair point. I imagine they're doing some sort of survey, though, and are just sort of generalizing and extrapolating the results.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? I don't know how they're getting these numbers. But there's certainly no national database. So as far as we've been told, we don't really know what the government's doing behind closed mm-hmm. doors. And we're told there isn't one in New Hampshire. I don't think even Massachusetts has a statewide database.
I don't know, because from what I was hearing when I was listening to the radio in jail, and they're talking, of course, about this stuff incessantly on mainstream media and NPR and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
It definitely sounded like they were IDing people at the vaccination depots.
They are, but
whatever.
That's to put your name on the card. I don't think they're recording it any other way. It's certainly not digital. I don't think they're then going into a database and entering your name.
Okay, see, I thought they were, and that's how they would know if you need a second shot or if you've already gotten a second shot or not.
Yeah,
you showed up.
As I understand it, they're not. But I don't know. I haven't gotten the shot. I have no interest in doing it.
And
so.
I don't know anyone who's gone through that process to where I could ask them, hey, you know, did they type your name into a computer?
Week 19 was May 9 through May 15.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, we're a ways away from
little ways. Of course, the numbers, like you mentioned, Arya, this data is... It floats around and it sits in a pile.
If they were keeping a national database, we wouldn't need the vaccination cards and all of that. Venues could just look our name up in this database and go, oh, okay, yes, you're fully vaccinated.
That's why they want us all to get on Excelsior app so that they have access
to
all of that.
Right, but they don't already have the data. The government doesn't already have it.
And that's a good thing, in my opinion.
Yes.
According to the numbers here, New York State, this again, according to Google, has 63.5% of its population with the quote-unquote fully vaccinated status, and New Hampshire at 61.4%. Again, if you believe these government numbers, what's the reality? Who knows what that actually is? But New York Governor Kathy Hochul showed up at, let me get you the name of this place here, the Christian Cultural Center, which is a Brooklyn megachurch. And she had this to say. You just got to hear it from her. This is the audio provided by Disclose.tv.
I prayed a lot to God during this time. And you know what? God did answer our prayers. He made the smartest men and women, the scientists, the doctors, the researchers, He made them come up with a vaccine. That is from God to us. And we must say, thank you, God. Thank you. And I wear my vaccine.
I have a quick question.
He made, he made them.
So there's no such thing as free will in her worldview?
No, she's a...
God can't just make you do things?
Yeah.
This is always a tough question for Christians to answer, whether or not they believe in free will.
I think she just made her point clear. She doesn't believe in it.
By the way, she mentions this here now, she's wearing a necklace, a like gold necklace that says vaxxed on it.
That was her?
I thought
that was just some thumbnail they picked off.
No, that's interwebs. Her. Nope, that's her. She'll mention it right here.
Thank you. And I wear my vaccinated necklace all the time to say I'm vaccinated. All of you. Yes, I know you're vaccinated. You're the smart ones. But you know there's people out there who aren't listening to God and what God wants. You know this.
Maggots.
You know who they are.
Oh, no, she's absolutely right. I'm not listening to the God that is government and the state and what they want.
Yeah, that's the the big question is, what God is she talking about here?
I mean, even if she's referring to the Christian God, I see her point. You know, he has this plan. He created the universe to work as it does, and he knew that humans were going to one day discover vaccines and the best and brightest we get involved in medicine. But I don't believe that, but I could see her making the case for that.
You know, I saw at least three YouTubers who covered, just in the last day, ideas, theories of the Mark of the Beast. And it's really strange that that many Christians are coming out in support of this vaccine nonsense and the passport, not just the vaccine itself, but the actual idea that they need, that we need a database, that we need a way to track these people, and if they don't have it, they can't shop in Walmart. And it's like, have you never read Revelations? Do you not? How can
keep
you
in mind my background? I am from these people. They had an actual bunker.
You're from the Bible Belt.
Yeah, set up for Y2K because they were like, the computer binary code is 666. They actually, my father told me about that, by the way. That's how ignorant these people are. They thought the Antichrist was going to take over in Y2K. They know all of this stuff.
Yeah.
And yet every single one of those people who did that to me when I was a kid,
they got vaccinated.
They're vaccinated.
Christians out there who are vaccinated, what planet are you on? Did you even read the Bible?
They did, but they just don't see it when it actually is coming, just like the Bible said they would.
Yeah, that's a good point. More coming up here in moments. The number if you want to join us, 603-283-6160.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.